Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Do you know that Halloween was introduced into the professing Christian world centuries after the death of the apostles? Yet it was celebrated by the pagans centuries before the New Testament church was founded. How did Halloween come to America? Here is the intriguing answer from history. The American celebration rests upon Scottish and Irish folk customs, which can be traced in direct line from the Christian times from paganism. Although Halloween has become a night of rollicking fun, superstitions, spells, eerie games, which people take only half seriously, its beginnings were quite otherwise. The earliest Halloween celebrations were held not by the early Church of God, but by the Druids in honor of Samhain, Lord of the Dead, whose festivals fell on November the 1st, from Halloween through 20 centuries by Ralph Linton. You can read that on page 4. Far from being Christian, this festival is an old pagan holiday, masquerading as though it were one of the customs of the church. And yet professing Christians allow their children to get into the spirit of this pagan custom. The Encyclopedia Americana states about Halloween that it is clearly a relic of pagan times. Now notice what the authoritative Encyclopedia Britannica says about Halloween. It long antedates Christianity. The two chief characteristics of ancient Halloween were the lighting of bonfires and the belief that it is the one night in the year during which ghosts and witches are most likely to wander about. History shows that the main celebrations of Halloween were purely druidical, from the pagan Druids of Northwest Europe. And this is further proved by the fact that in parts of Ireland, October 31st is still known as Samhain. A vigil of Samhain was the pagan lord of the dead among the Druids. So Halloween was celebrated among the pagans long before Jesus was born in Bethlehem. This pagan holiday, however, was not celebrated alone among the Druids. It was also a Roman festival. The Britannica continues, on the Druidic ceremonies were grafted some of the characteristics of the Roman festivals in honor of Pomona, held about November the 1st, in which nuts and apples representing the winter store of fruits played an important part. Notice the widespread pagan custom to celebrate this season of the year. Now, why was Halloween celebrated? Now comes a shocking truth from history as to why this holiday was celebrated. Here are the plain facts as Halloween in the Book of Halloween on page 10 by Ruth Kelly. The pagan Druids priests taught the immortality of the soul, that it passed from one body to another at death. They believed that on the last night of the old year, October 31st, the Lord of Death gathered together the souls of all those who had died in the passing year and had been condemned to live in the bodies of animals, to decree what forms they should inhabit for the next 12 months. He could be coaxed to give lighter sentences by gifts and prayers. On the new year, their sins being expiated, they were released to go to the Druid heaven from Halloween through 20 centuries. On page 5, you can read that. Halloween was celebrated to preserve in the minds of the people the false doctrine of the immortality of the soul, that the dead are not really dead. Almost all heathen nations had days in honor of the dead. Days originally instituted to commemorate the death of Nimrod, whom Semiramis, his wife, said was still alive. Now we begin to know where Halloween actually came from. Now let us understand the meaning of the word Halloween. It is the eve of All Hallows, or Hallowmas, or All Saints' Day, and as such, it is one of the most solemn festivals of the Catholic Church, from page 3 of Linton's Halloween through 20 centuries. Halloween is the evening of All Hallows, or All Saints' Day, which falls on November the 1st. Since an ancient time, the days were customarily reckoned as beginning at sunset. Halloween was merely the evening celebration in anticipation of the great day of November the 1st, dedicated to the Lord of the Dead. Now, who was the Lord of the Dead? You will remember that shortly before his crucifixion, Jesus was questioned by the Sadducees about the resurrection. In order to prove that there would be a resurrection from the dead, Jesus told them, "But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." You can read of that in Matthew 22. Notice the meaning of Jesus' answer. Since the patriarchs are dead, and since God is only the God of the living, because the dead serve not the Lord, you can read that in Psalms 6, verse 5, and Psalms 115, verse 17, then there must be a resurrection of the dead in order that they may live again and that God might be their God. To make the resurrection possible, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Lord both of the dead and the living. You can read that in Romans 14. Observe that Jesus became the Lord or Master of the dead because through his resurrection he gained the keys of the grave and death. You can read that in Revelation 1. And will resurrect the dead so they may live to serve him. But from whom did Jesus gain those keys? Who had prior mastery over the dead? Paul in the book of Hebrews speaks of him that had the power of death, that is the devil, Hebrews 2, verse 14. So the devil, Satan, was Lord or Master of the dead. Among the heathen Druids, Shawin or Saman, the Lord of the dead, was Satan. To this day, people still celebrate with frolicking fun a wild night in honor of the devil. Paul says that the heathen who thought they were worshiping the true God were actually serving demons. You can read that in Galatians 4, verse 8. Young people today who set fires on Halloween are not serving God. But if Halloween is merely the evening in honor of the devil, how did the day called All Hallows or All Saints Day come to be celebrated in the professing Christian church? Now notice the origin of All Saints Day. The 1st of November, celebrated among the pagans in honor of Shawin, that is Satan, is today celebrated in hundreds of churches to honor all the saints known and unknown, and according to Pope Urban IV, to supply any deficiencies in the faithful celebration of saints' feast during the year. That comes from the Catholic Encyclopedia. How did the veneration of saints supposedly alive in heaven come to be celebrated on the day in honor of the devil? The church feeling that every martyr should be venerated appointed a common day for all. Notice what was once a memorial for each martyr on different days became a general day in honor of the dead, who were believed to be alive in heaven. Gregory III, 731 through 741, consecrated a chapel in the Basilica of St. Peter to all the saints and fixed the anniversary on November the 1st. Gregory IV, 827 through 844, extended the celebration on November the 1st to the entire church. The vigil Halloween seems to have been held as early as the feast itself. Notice that the celebration of Halloween, the eve of the day, is as old as the celebration of All Saints Day in the Catholic Church. On page 6 of his book, Ralph Linton says of this holiday, All Saints Day was introduced into the church calendar because a year was not long enough to make it possible to dedicate a special day for each spirit of the Catholic Church. That the day chosen was one already associated in the popular mind with a thronging of spirits of the dead, which was quite in line with church policy of incorporating harmless pagan folk idols. Protestants continued the celebration of Halloween partly since it was on this day in 1517 that Martin Luther posted his epic making 95 theses on the door of the castle church at Wittenberg, which started the Protestant Reformation. He chose Halloween night because he knew that the townsfolk would be coming to the church that night. Now, much more could be said about Halloween, and if you'd like to know more, you can pick up any encyclopedia and many other sources and read much more about Halloween. But the thing is, my friend, there's nothing Christian to it. It's all pagan. It comes from pagan background. And that's what you need to understand. Now, let me ask you this. Can God bless a nation? Can God continue to bless a nation that has pagan customs in its church activities? I don't think so. And I think we all know and realize that things aren't the way they ought to be with our nation. I think we all know and realize that things aren't getting any better with our nation. And we ought to know and realize that no matter who the president is of the United States this next 4 years, that he isn't going to solve the problems. The only way the problems of this nation will ever be solved is that if our nation repent and turn to God, if we begin to seek out and live by pure and true religion, not by pagan customs that we have. God says, learn not the way of the heathen. You can read that in Jeremiah 10. Now, you may ought to ask yourself, does my church, do they teach anything that's pagan? Do they have any pagan customs associated in their church, in their services, and so on? You may want to know that, my friends. If you would like more information on this topic, we invite you to call our toll-free number, 1-800-611-8080, and request our free booklet, Where Did Halloween Come From? As I said, look in any encyclopedia and many other sources and find out much more than I've had time to give you here. But if you would like to have it in a simple form already printed out for you and tell you where to go to search it out, just request this free booklet, Where Did Halloween Come From? And all you have to do to receive this is to dial toll-free 1-800-611-8080 and just ask for that free booklet, Where Did Halloween Come From? There's no cost, there's no obligation, no one will call on you. We won't give your name, your phone number, your address out to anyone else. There will be no follow-up. The only way you will hear from us again is if you request it. We're only here to help, my friends. We aren't here to run your life. We aren't here to tell you how to live your life. Well, we are here to tell you that, but we aren't here to ride herd over you or police your life. The way you live is between you and your God. And we're only here to point you in the right direction, if you want us to.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.